This is setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah. How did you lose your phone? Be thinking about that. Did you get it back? It's gone forever. What was the story? Because if you can manage to make it through the day without freezing your daughter's phone in an ice skating rink that won't be recovered until next year, you're doing okay.
What the heck?
This is so specific.
How in the world did that happen?
It is insane. So literally, this worker at an ice skating rink left his daughter's bright pink phone on the side of the rink. He forgot about it.
Oh, no.
15,850 gallons of water was then poured into the venue. By the time they're like, hey, where did, maybe his daughter came up to him and was like, hey, do you have my phone? He's like, yeah, I said it. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
By the time it was discovered, the water had frozen to ice.
Like, can you literally see it under the ice?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
You can see it right under the ice.
That is, oh.
And listen, the ice director's like, well, it's going to have to remain until the ice ratings, the ice rink is taken down in January.
Oh, gosh. We can't, well, that's not going to work at that point.
We can't dig it out.
It was immersed in water before it turned to ice.
Yeah, we can't dig it out. Otherwise, it's going to affect the structural integrity of everything. And so it's going to be entombed in ice for the next couple months.
And yeah, and once, if she does get it back, yeah, it's not working. It's not working anymore, right? It can't survive that, right?
I don't know. Because once it, I guess it depends on how quickly it got frozen, right?
Well, first, again, it's the whole being submerged in water.
So,
unless it's in a good case, maybe if it's in an otter box or something.
The worker said, look, if the phone doesn't work when it's recovered, I'll get you a new one. And if I'm the daughter, I'm like, you're getting me one now.
Now!
I know,
yeah,
right?
I'm not waiting.
Like, I'm not waiting 2 months.
Yeah, no.
Could you imagine two months?
No. No, sir.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, at least it wasn't one of the porta potty stories, right?
Right. Right. Which
this
we've
is
heard those.
Mild. It's unusual, but mild.
Yeah, we've heard those before. But I guarantee no one within the sound of my voice has had their phone lost for 2 months in an ice skating rink under the ice.
Yeah, that's pretty unusual. That's unique.
We're gonna tweet out the story on X at Ben and Kelly Show, and you can there's pictures. You can literally see the pink
phone.
Oh gosh,
it's a reminder. It's like taunting them.
There it is. I know. And she could ice skate over
it
and be like, there it is.
There it is.
There's my phone.
Oh no.
Hi. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without freezing your daughter's phone in an ice skating rink that won't be recovered until next year, you're doing okay.
Dad!
That is your setting the bar story.